Coming up on the MDJ podcast, Cobb County breaks another pandemic record, and a Grammy-winning artist comes home to Cobb County to lend his voice to a candidate. I've got these stories, plus our weekly visit around town with MDJ managing editor J.K. Murphy, right after this.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the metro Atlanta area, including 2 right here in Cobb County and 1 at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. And right now, with the lowest interest rates we have seen in 30 years, now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
Welcome to the MDJ podcast. I'm Amy Cargis. Darren Sutherland is on assignment. Thanks for joining me. It's Saturday, December 19th, 2020. It's National Oatmeal Muffin Day, presented by our friends at Carmichael Funeral Homes. Here are the stories your friends and neighbors will be talking about. Cobb County had its highest single-day increase in coronavirus cases on Thursday, with 416 new cases. That number just edges out the previous record of 414, which occurred on July 23rd during the summer surge of the pandemic. Georgia continues to see a rising numbers of new cases throughout the state as well. Nearly 5,400 new cases were reported statewide on Thursday. Cobb's new single-day record comes the same day as the arrival of the first shipments of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine to WellStar's Kennistone Hospital. For a daily look at the coronavirus numbers in Cobb County and the latest vaccine news, visit the MDJ online. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation has responded to an officer-involved shooting at the Concord Chase Apartments off Hurt Road in Smyrna on Thursday. The GBI reports a member of the Cobb County Sheriff's SWAT team shot and killed an occupant of an apartment on Spring Brook Trail at approximately 4:41 a.m. Thursday morning. The shooting occurred during the execution of a search warrant by agents of the Marietta Cobb Smyrna Organized Crime Task Force and the Cobb County Sheriff's Office SWAT team. Police said the individual, whose name has not been released, was transported to WellStar Cobb Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Cobb County Medical Examiner's Office will conduct an autopsy. This is the 92nd police shooting that the GBI has been asked to investigate in 2020. Following the conclusion of the agency's investigation, the results will be presented to the Cobb District Attorney's Office. A motorist severely injured in a wreck last week died at Kennistone Hospital Wednesday, according to Cobb Police. Lester Keller, 46, of Canton, was riding his Harley-Davidson motorcycle south on Canton Road on Friday afternoon when the driver of a Kia Noro was trying to turn left onto Canton Road from Kurtz Road. The driver of the Kia, Brent Heath, of Marietta, failed to yield, and the front tire of the Harley-Davidson struck the driver's side of the Kia. Keller was thrown over the top of the Kia and taken to Kennistone Hospital with serious injuries. Senator Kelly Loeffler held a rally Friday afternoon in Smyrna with fellow Republican Senators Ted Cruz and Tim Scott, as well as Grammy Award-winning country music artist and Cobb native Travis Tritt. The event took place from 2 to 3 p.m. outside the Adventure Outdoors Guns and Sporting Goods store on South Cobb Drive and included a concert by Tritt. Senator Loeffler is facing Democratic challenger Reverend Raphael Warnock in the January 5th runoff election, while the other incumbent, Senator David Perdue, is running against Democrat John Ossoff. The outcome of these races will set the balance of power in the Senate, so be sure to make your voice heard and vote. Early voting has already started. Coming up after the break, we'll take this week's trip around town with our man in the know, Marietta Daily Journal Managing Editor J.K. Murphy. But first, it's time for our weekly giveaway. Just be the first person to call the MDJ podcast line at 404-997-8655 and leave your name and contact info so we can send you a free $50 gift card to Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenues at West Cobb. You'll see our friend Shannon and the gang there. That's 404-997-8655. Leave your name and contact information, and you could be this week's Ted's Montana Grill gift card winner.
Happy holidays from all of us at Credit Union of Georgia. This holiday season, remember, you deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. That's why we've taken the time this year to revamp our online tools to give you the safest options when it comes to your money. Open a personal or business account in just minutes. We have new digital tools like our mobile app to make your life simpler. We offer auto loans from 1.89%. Need a mortgage? Our team can get you a home for the holidays. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. Become a member today or apply for a loan by visiting www.cuofga.org. That's www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
You can search all over America, but you'll find America's largest gun store in Cobb County, Georgia. Adventure Outdoors, proud supporter of the Second Amendment and the red, white, and blue, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day. Did you know Adventure Outdoors is also home to one of Georgia's largest shooting ranges, the Remington Range, with basic range memberships starting at only $25 per month, which includes unlimited lane rental, 3 free firearm rentals per month, free shirt and hat, priority lane placement, and guest passes. Adventure Outdoors also offers family, corporate, and group plans. One of America's top shooting facilities is right here in Cobb County, and for only $25 a month, you can be a member and receive unlimited lane rentals and so much more. Support the Second Amendment and your right to own and bear arms, and practice and learn at Adventure Outdoors Remington Range today. Adventure Outdoors, South Cobb Drive in Smyrna, or online at adventureoutdoors.us.
Hey, it's Shannon Ebersold with Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue West Cobb. It's apple pecan crisp season, so please stop in and see us.
Around Town with J.K. Murphy is brought to you by Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue West Cobb. What's going on around town, J.K.?
Is there any doubt that Georgia is, during this holiday season, the center of the political universe? You'd have to live under a rock not to have seen all the advertising from the four candidates dueling it out in the Senate runoffs. At election, January 5th, constituents have been casting their early ballots for a week now. Incumbent Republican Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler face Democratic challenger John Ossoff and Reverend Raphael Warnock. At stake, control of America's federal government. Victories by both Ossoff and Warnock would hand Democrats control of both chambers in Congress and the White House for at least the next 2 years. Those high stakes have flooded Georgia with ad dollars and famous figures as Democrats push to seize power and Republicans look to stop them. Warnock was in Marietta at a stump rally on Thursday. During his brief appearance, he called on Congress to approve the kind of COVID relief that is needed to reopen this economy, he said, and make sure that small businesses have the support that they need. He also called on the state to expand Medicaid, and to Cobb County officials, he asked for more early voting centers. Loeffler was in Cobb County Friday at Adventure Outdoors, which bills itself as the world's largest gun store. Speaking of guns, Loeffler brought out some big guns. Her Republican colleagues in the Senate, Senators Ted Cruz from Texas and Tim Scott of South Carolina, were on hand. And while you usually think of celebrities endorsing Democratic candidates, the rally hosted Grammy-winning country music star and Marietta native Travis Tritt. More than 1 million Georgians have already cast ballots in the early voting period, nearing similar numbers we saw in the November 3rd election's record-breaking turnout. And reports say 75,000 new registered voters have been signed up since the November 3rd election. As close as the general election results were, those new registered voters will loom large in the outcome. Cobb County District Attorney Joyette Holmes won't be going far, at least in terms of distance, in her new job after leaving the DA's office. She was defeated in November by Flynn Brody. Holmes will be working for the Marietta law firm Gregory, Doyle, Calhoun, and Rogers, just two or three blocks from her current office in the Cobb courthouse. If you like to pedal your way around town, Cobb's Cumberland and Town Center Community Improvement Districts are the places to be. The two CIDs just relaunched their bike share programs Friday. This time, the districts have partnered with Michigan-based Tandem Mobility. You may recall the districts offered a bike share program through a company called Zaxter, but those rent-a-bikes came to an end in June due to the COVID-19 pandemic's impact on their business. The new rent-a-bike deal will be new and improved from the old one, they tell us. Riders can now use the district's programs interchangeably, renting a bike from one and dropping it off in the other. To rent a bike, you download the Movatic app, M-O-V-A-T-I-C app, on your smartphone and follow the registration guide. The first hour is free. Every hour after that is $3 with a $24 maximum per day. There'll be 80 bikes spread over 12 stations. And an around town tip of the cap to the 2020 graduates of Chattahoochee Technical College. About 200 of the college's 640 fall semester graduates participated in a drive-through ceremony Thursday at the school's campus in Acworth. A parade of cars traveled through the center campus. One by one, graduates got out of their vehicles and were greeted by cheers from faculty and staff. Each grad strode down a red carpet as their names were being announced, and each posed for a photo with Chattahoochee Tech President Ron Newcomb. We have to be innovative in these days of COVID, and those Chattahoochee Tech grads certainly did. Congratulations to them, Chattahoochee Tech's class of 2020. And that's today's trip around town. Engineer Solutions of
Georgia. Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW. Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a
stable, dry foundation. This podcast is brought to you in part by AM 920 The Answer, Atlanta's home for news, opinion, and insight. Just go to am920theanswer.com to listen live. That's am920theanswer.com.
Thank you for joining us for the Marietta Daily Journal podcast from your local news source, the Marietta Daily Journal and MDJ Online. Grab a copy of today's paper and visit MDJ Online for complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more stories that affect you and the citizens of Cobb and surrounding areas. Subscribe and share this podcast to get all the latest hyperlocal updates, or ask Google Home to play the Marietta Daily Journal podcast for you. Share your thoughts or questions with us in the comments section or call the MDJ podcast comment line at 404-997-8655. We might share your comment on an upcoming episode. The MDJ podcast is produced by BG Ad Group, Amy Cargis producer, Jacob Sutherland director. Copyright 2020, all rights reserved.
Thank you for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, brought to you by Carmichael Funeral Homes and Cremation Services in Smyrna and Marietta, celebrating memories you'll always cherish.